You're listening to SBS News.
Dozens of people have been crushed to death in a stampede in the Iranian city of Kerman during a massive funeral procession for Qassem Soleimani. General Soleimani, widely seen as Iran's second most powerful figure behind Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, was killed in a US airstrike last week. This man, injured in the stampede, spoke to local media from hospital.
I was moving with the crowd at the funeral procession. Suddenly I noticed a wave in the crowd. Some people got run over and I fell to the ground too. People fell on me like rubble.
The killing of General Soleimani seen tension between the US and a suite of Middle Eastern countries significantly escalate. Iran is threatening retaliation. And Iraq's Prime Minister, Adel Abdul Mahdi, is calling on the US to pull its troops out of his country to avoid further escalation.
The government must make a historic decision. The Prime Minister and the Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces must make a historic decision. Otherwise, we will not be taken seriously, not among the Iraqi people or others, our neighbours and countries far away.
That call came a day after Iraqi authorities received a letter from the commander of the US task force in Iraq, hinting at the withdrawal of troops. But the US military later described the letter as a poorly worded draft document and said it was not intended for public release, denying there were any concrete plans to leave Iraq. US Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the United States remains committed to protecting its assets and personnel in the region. He's calling for a peaceful resolution to tensions.
The United States is not seeking a war with Iran, but we are prepared to finish one. We are seeking a diplomatic solution, but first, this will require Iran to de-escalate. It will require the regime to come to the table with the goal of preventing further bloodshed.
U.S. President Donald Trump's defended the killing of General Soleimani, saying his country saved a lot of lives with the strike. And he says he had credible information that the military leader planned to attack the U.S.
He was a terrorist. He was so designated by President Obama, as you know. And he wasn't even supposed to be outside of his own country. He was. He was traveling with the head of Hezbollah. They weren't there to discuss a vacation. They weren't there to go to a nice resort someplace in Baghdad. We saved a lot of lives by terminating his life.
Mr. Trump's political rival, Democrat Joe Biden, says the moves brought the country closer to the brink of war.
6 months ago, here in New York City, I made the case that Donald Trump was dangerously incompetent and incapable of world leadership. And the past few days, in the wake of the killing of the Iranian General Soleimani, I think Donald Trump has proven beyond that comment, beyond dispute.
Evan Young, SBS News.